Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Stryker. Dr. Drew.
Yeah, that's me. Not Dr. Drew. I'm Stryker with Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Adam is still fishing. Is that what he's doing?
I guess so.
I knew he liked boxing and construction and 2x4s and
he's
girls on trampolines. I didn't know he was into the fishing.
He likes doing anything with other men.
Hello.
Yeah. And anything that's not work.
Right.
And anything that he never thought he'd be able to do before.
Fishing can be work if you have a heavy enough fish on there.
Tell me about it. Fishing is getting up early. And
I love fishing. Yeah. I caught an 80-pound tuna in Mexico.
80-pound? That's
huge. It took me about an hour to reel in.
Wow.
My arm was trembling, shaking.
Oh, my God.
After I got it on board.
I bet.
It's crazy because right when it gets near the boat, the guys in the boat have the huge
gaffers. Yeah.
And they stick it and they just rip it right on deck and then beat it with a small baseball bat, which I swear I felt very bad about. I did. And then I said, keep the tuna.
Oh,
instead of the money. They ate for 4 weeks in Mexico on the
That's
tuna.
True. You're right. Good point.
On the tuna. Man.
So what about this voiceover thing you did? Or game?
Game?
Yeah.
No, EA Sports. Everyone knows EA Sports.
Yeah,
they do all the big games for everything. There's a new game coming out, and it's the third installment. It's called Burnout. Burnout 3 is the game. It's a demolition derby / race car / extreme racing all in one with crazy soundtrack. I'm the voice of the whole game. The
wow.
entire game.
Cool.
There are like 8,000 lines or 10,000 lines.
You're the John Madden of...
no, you're right.
Burnout.
I am every voice you hear from when you turn it on, and this maybe will annoy you, from when you turn on the game to when it stops and you... kick the ass out of the game is me.
Wow.
Whether it's screaming, don't turn right there, to like, all right, if you get through the city and it's snowing, make sure to hit third gear so you can hit the second turn on the course. So it's called Burnout 3, you guys. I've already played the game. It's ridiculous. It's
cool.
So good. And the soundtrack, full of punk rock, full of just unbelievable music. And I think the soundtrack is as good as the game, which is why video games, I think, are so good now.
Nice.
I play video games all the time.
Oh,
and
no
listen
kidding.
To music and sit at home and watch TV.
And have a job where you sit and listen to music.
Correct.
Very nice.
Yeah, and talk. And talk to you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
All right.
And talk to...
Tyler.
There we go.
Who's 20 years old on Loveline. What's up, Tyler?
Okay. Over the last couple of years, I've gained quite a bit of weight. I've been drinking a lot. And, well, my girlfriend's been telling me that my penis has actually gotten smaller. And I can tell that's true. So I was wondering if there's any way, like if I got back in shape, or got healthy, if I could get that back at all.
How much weight did you gain?
40 pounds.
And how much span of a time?
Probably the last 2 years.
Damn, that's a lot, Drew.
That's a lot. It can affect you. If for no other reason, it can put a penis in front of the penis so it shortens. It's like the turtle head
right.
thing. So it can seem a little less long because of that. And the reality is that also adipose, fat tissue, creates estrogen.
Really?
And that may affect sort of something about his penis.
So the
really.
Fatter you are,
the
more smaller
estrogen.
The wiener.
Well, basically. At the very least, it's the male box on the post theory that if you have long grass growing around the post,
right.
not much of the post showing.
So the point is, if you want to psych her out a little, trim...
No, lose the weight.
Well, okay. Well, if you don't want to
lose
the weight.
He's got the turtle going in there,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Or put a mirror next to it and say, objects in mirror are bigger than they appear.
R.
Jesse, 21, on Loveline. What's up?
Hello. This has been a problem. Probably started about 2 months ago. It's been going on. I've been with the same guy for 3 years, and we're real exclusive. And it started where I was kind of itching on the outside of my vagina, and I was having, like, pressure on my
vagina. That's even a new pronunciation.
You call it the vajudge.
Virginer,
call it the VG.
We get the virginer once
the
in a while, but the vagina, virginer is the double R.
So what's okay. happened to that thing down there? It's burning?
No, yeah, well, it's itching, and it's burning, and it was burning really bad during intercourse, and then there was really bad pressure on my lower abdomen or my
How long has this been going on for?
almost 2 months. So I went to the doctor, and they treated me for a yeast infection, for a bacterial infection. It turned out not to be any of those. Turned out not to be a bladder infection, negative for STDs, blood tests, everything. And I just had an ultrasound, but I don't know if that's going to show anything, and I'm freaking out because it's definitely taking a toll on my relationship. You know what I mean?
Has fire come out of there yet?
No.
No? Okay. Well, that's all right, then.
Well, vulvo...
What?
Vulva vaginitis is very...
Vulva
vaginitis. Look at this article I brought in on exactly that. And it is a common problem, and it commonly can't be explained, too. And it's something that gynecologists are trying to sort of solve, this painful hoo-hoo that can't be explained based on infection or anything else. Do you guys use condoms?
No.
Is there anything else going on? Any chemicals, lubricants, anything that could be irritating things?
Not at all. Nothing's changed.
Do you guys have sex for a long, long period of time?
No.
How long do you have sex for?
2 minutes.
I mean, it depends on when, you know, and where. And
on average.
I mean, it could, like, maybe 20 minutes.
That's long for many women.
What do you think hold on, Jesse.
The average is about 6 to 10 minutes.
That's how long sex lasts, 6 to 10 minutes. Not counting, that's intercourse.
No, that's intercourse.
Time.
Intercourse.
Six to ten. So I'm fine then.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought.
Most women, after 10 minutes, get what Jesse's got.
Pain and burning. And
so, Jesse, you might want to sort of calm it down a little bit here.
Oh, well, I haven't had intercourse for, 2 months now. And
because of the pain. Did the pain go away?
No, the pain has not gone away. And like I said, when they did the internal part of the ultrasound, it hurt so bad when they're going, like, under my ovaries.
Are you on any medication?
Birth control, that's it.
You should take the Z-Pack.
You might want to try changing birth control pills, because sometimes, in my experience, the progesterone from the birth control pill can cause subtle drying that can lead to some discomfort. So
that's crazy what you say about the 6 to 10 minutes should be a good length of time.
It's different for different
people. It's so stereotypical.
I know, but
I can go for 50 minutes straight.
No, for most women, that means ouch. For some women, that's what they want.
Yeah.
So, again, the great mystery about the female is that no two are the same.
Correct.
And you have to kind of adjust accordingly.
I've adjusted in my lifetime, by the way. I've gone the 50 minutes. That's after round two, of course.
Yeah, that was a nap.
Right. And then I've gone the 8 seconds, kind of like a bull rider. Maybe it's nine.
Good times.
And then everything in between. I saw something on the internet, Drew, about orgasms today.
Tell me.
The more a guy has them, the less sperm you're going to have.
At a certain point, yeah. There's a sort of an optimal
range.
Doesn't
that seem logical, though? Why is there a study that now says that's the
case? They'll, for instance, want to know how many days a guy should be abstinent before he offers a sample for a fertility clinic. And usually they'll say, like, a week or so to store up. And
a week?
Yeah.
It's going to be exploding
after 3 days.
Or something.
I forget what they say exactly. But there are sort of optimal ranges. And if you go longer than that, it starts to fall off, too. Mm. The testosterone levels start to go down. You know, I don't know if people, our listeners, know. I speak at colleges all the time. And I really enjoy doing it. If anybody wants me to come to their college, please. it's not that much. But I just really enjoy. I went to Occidental College tonight and had a really nice experience.
So that's at the 10 or the 60 or something?
It's right in Eagle Rock.
Yeah.
Damn.
Smart kids at Occidental.
Very
How smart. Was it? What'd they ask you? What was the
they
craziest
just stayed
thing?
With, no crazy. They just stayed with it. And call the Kepler organization in Washington, D.C., KEPPLER. I'd be happy to come out. I just really enjoy talking to young people. And Adam never gives me a chance to say this. I always give him much of grief about it. So I spoke to No, it's not that. I just enjoy talking to young people. It's always a growing experience for me every time. I feel like I learned something.
Have you done it at USC or UCLA?
Not UCLA, SC a long time ago.
How can UCLA not have you? You're in the backyard of the place.
I know. How about SC? I'm a graduate of the medical school there.
Yeah.
Please.
So you say.
Don't start me.
Sherry, you're 28 on Loveline. What's going on?
Whoops.
There. Number four. What's up, Sherry?
Hi. I was curious to know when, in fact, you guys were just talking about this, when a man starts to, like, lose fertility and sexual drive, like, what age does it normally occur at?
Depends on the male. It can go all the way into his 70s, easily.
You mean that he has the drive?
That he has the drive.
I pray that's me, and I think it will be. How's your drive, Drew? It's pretty strong?
Yeah,
good.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Why, is your man losing it, Sherry?
No, not at all. And
good.
In fact, he's going quite strong, and he's 45, and I'm just kind of thinking about, you know, a future relationship with him and what that might mean as far as having kids or, you know, being sexually active with them.
Well, I would think more in terms of the life you're going to lead together. You're 20 years his junior, very nearly. And, you know, men in their 70s get things. So you got to be real. You know, it's medical problems. Things happen. And they,
like sex should be the least of their concern because other things could be going on.
Oh, my goodness. It's hard to get through the 70s as a male. I mean, if you're in your 80s, that's pretty much where you wrap it up. And so you're going to be in your 40s when he's in his 70s. And you got to think about taking care of a sick older man when you're still relatively
young. Well, when she's 45, he'll be 63. That's not bad.
Is that the difference?
38, 40, 17 years.
17 years, that's
yeah. All right. It's just something to keep in mind. I treat a lot of patients that's sort of a surprise to them when the husband suddenly isn't in a nursing home and they're still relatively youthful. It's like, how do you deal with that?
I got two words for you.
Uh-huh.
Hugh Hefner.
You know, and 17 years is not that big a deal.
Right.
It really isn't. And it's more in terms of can he manage having kids and is he ready for that? Does he want that? And
he says as long as he can raise them.
What does that mean?
Surprises me, but
as opposed to what?
As opposed to him trying to raise a family. He has two girls that have already grown up.
Uh-huh. There you go. Okay.
Bye, Sherry.
Thanks.
All right. It's 1-800-LOVE-191. Going to Samantha, 22. What's up, Samantha?
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
We got you.
Okay. Is Dr. Drew there or who's in there?
I'm Ian Stryker.
Are you blind or deaf?
Yeah, I'm blind.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't for sure because usually it's Drew and Adam Carolla.
Right. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
not
me
tonight.
Too. No.
I'm not familiar very much with Stryker. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Samantha. I've been to Missouri, by the way. I've been to Branson.
Oh, I love that. I've seen The Promise play when I was 17 or 16.
So you had sight at 17. Now you're blind.
Yeah, I shot myself at 17. I think I went to Branson when I was 16.
Purposely or by accident? You shot yourself.
On purpose.
Yeesh.
How did that cause blindness? You shot yourself in the eye or in the head and it messed it up?
In the head, and it severed my optic nerve. First I was totally blind. Now I've got peripheral vision. Some people here are thinking, at the nursing home say I have selective vision. I see what I want. But
What are the kinds of injuries did you get?
My left foot, I have to have a brace on it sometimes because it wants to curve in.
That's not. Did you just use a small caliber pistol or something?
A 22.
It was a BB gun.
22.
What was going on with you? Why'd you do that?
That's pretty small, ain't it?
Yeah,
that's what she said. But why'd you do that, Samantha?
Why'd I do it?
Yeah.
I was really depressed, and I found out from listening to you guys that coming off of meth and crack and all that can make you really suicidal too.
Oh yeah.
See, I learned from you guys.
But too late,
you just call us all dumb callers, but some of us learn.
No, that's Adam. Adam's not here. The nice guy's here.
Okay, fine. Make Stryker, it sorry, then.
For the most part,
so
I'm nice.
So what'd you call about?
Okay, well,
you understand why I hate our callers, even the ones that have been raped.
Or shot themselves.
Yeah.
What's up, Samantha?
Okay, I was wanting, some of Dr. Drew's books or something, and to figure out, how I could either get them on tape or if he would send me one so somebody could read it to me. Because right now I'm in a nursing home and I only get $30 a month. So you'd either have to work out a payment plan with me or give me the book so somebody here could read it to me.
All right.
Drew sells his book on layaway, I heard, where you give a dollar.
You know what's about? It's coming out in paperback in a few weeks, interestingly.
Mm-hmm. Can't you send her a book?
And but that's one thing. And I don't have any of those books, but I will get her a book.
What about on tape?
It's not on tape.
Drew, how about this? You and I work at, I'll be the voice reading the book on tape for you.
Yeah, perfect. It doesn't matter, or how Drew do it or something.
All right, well, Samantha, we don't have it on tape, but hold on. You stay on the line. I'm going to see if and get junior producer Lauren to get something going here.
That seems like it should be on tape, driving around.
Yeah, it should be on tape. It should be in Braille.
Cracked. Yeah, in Braille. Yeah. How many books these days are in Braille?
I don't know. She probably doesn't read Braille, though. So we'll get her book. I'll get her book.
In a nursing home at 22. See, stay away from the small caliber pistols. If you're going to kill yourself, use the big gun.
The crack and the speed.
Don't use the small gun. Paris, 19.
Hi.
What's up, Paris?
How are you guys doing today?
Good today.
Good.
Okay. I just want to say really quick that Dr. Drew, you're hot.
Yeah,
thank
you,
Paris. That's it. No.
All right.
You should see Drew smiling right
good
now,
time.
Paris. He's so happy.
No one ever says anything nice to me. I'm sitting here usually getting just strictly abused by Carolla. That's usually what
I don't understand the abuse by him. Is that just the role of the show? But it wasn't like that before.
He just becomes abusive when he gets close to people, I guess.
To everybody.
You've noticed that, right?
He's being mean to me.
Yeah.
I'm
not,
like,
it's
what's
not
up?
Mean. It's
what's
abusive.
That mayonnaise? And then he just pats me on the arm when he walks in the building.
He keeps talking on the phone.
Yeah, he's always on the phone. All right, so what's going on, Paris?
Okay, I've dated this guy for about a year and a half, and we're still together. But, like, about 2 months ago, he cheated on me with a guy.
Ew.
Gay.
And, you know, I was asking him, like, are you gay or what's going on?
And what'd he say?
And he said, no, he didn't like it. He was just trying it for the experience.
That wasn't his first time, Paris, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Was he sexually abused when he was a kid?
Not to my knowledge. He says, well, he lives with his mother and his father. So, as I know, no, he hasn't told me anything.
There is a category out there called men who have sex with men who are not gay that the infectious disease community has sort of coined because there's so many guys out there that are confused about their sexual orientation or kind of carry on like this that actually aren't gay, that are just sort of something. Not really gay.
And, sexually active, but they don't know which side they want to be with?
Basically. And in my experience, that is sexual abuse, that somebody has survived that. And,
is it horniness, though?
It's sexual compulsion.
So you just want anything you can get.
Generally speaking. And it's also heading towards gay, usually. I know a lot of gay people say that that's gay. They just haven't quite come to terms with it.
That's the logical thing. If you're with someone of the same sex, you're gay or bi.
Yeah. Well, so Paris, this guy sounds like a piece of work.
So what do you think I should do? You think
I don't care if he's cheating with guys or cheating with girls. He's cheating, and
exactly.
Just that's it. Let's call it quits. Cut your losses. I know you spent many good months with him, but he's showing his true colors now. Let's.
Well, maybe they can find another guy, and they can all go shopping together. No, that could work.
Wendy, 19, turn your radio off.
It's us.
Yeah, it's us. What's up, Wendy?
Well, when me and my boyfriend have sex, there's like this like white goo that's on me, and it kind of looks like cum. But I mean, we use condoms and stuff, so it really shouldn't be cum.
Oh, good times.
Wait, the white goo is coming out of you, out of the vagina area, I assume.
Yes.
Drew.
Women have a discharge, and that may be your normal discharge, or it could be yeast infection.
Is it thick, like his, like ours, or is it more of the thin kind, watery?
No, it's more like cum-like, so it's like a little thicker.
You've seen that, Drew, haven't you? No, seriously, that's...
No, seriously, that can be normal.
Yeah.
That's just you. Do you have an ejaculation when you... Do you have orgasms?
Yeah.
Does it come squirting out at that point?
No.
It just goes out. It oozes out. That's normal.
That's normal, yeah.
You have a lot of contractions of muscles and glands down there, and so there's extra secretions, and then things are pushed out through the muscular contraction with orgasm.
Okay.
It's all right, Wendy. It's all good.
Thanks.
If you have any kind of irritation or pain or anything, obviously it ought to be checked out because it could be a yeast
Speaking
infection.
Speaking of the squirting, that is crazy with girls.
Ooh, talk to me.
No.
Here we go.
I don't know anything.
Oh, of course you don't. Why would you bring it up?
I've got a video at home. It's called Squirting Part 3. So on the video, it's just ridiculous. It's like they're urinating, but it's not pee. Do you know what I mean?
It's not a small stream, though, necessarily.
Not necessarily a small stream, but it can, like, literally moisten all the sheets and the mattress.
Yeah.
And then you just like, hey, you can't be with that person anymore. It's in the video. Linda, I fell out of the car. You're 23.
Hi. I'm on?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, sorry. Okay, this is, maybe this will be one of your more bizarre calls, but I'm 23. My boyfriend's 38. He wants me to have sex with his best friend. He wants me to go to sex clubs. He has all these sex toys, and I don't feel comfortable with it.
When did you find out that he has this proclivity?
Appetite.
Yeah.
Not for a while. It was kind of one of those deals where, you know, he sucked me in. He got me interested in him. He says he likes me because I'm... I dress very conservatively and everything.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I also have long blonde hair and I'm sexy. Maybe I'm his fantasy.
Hey, Linda, you can get a lot of other guys. You have to get with a sex addicted guy. By the way, this smacks of other drugs too. What else are you doing?
Well, everything kind of came to a...
What other drugs are you doing?
He has smoked some marijuana.
No, what else?
Get to that, Linda. Say it.
Okay, he went to my brother's wedding, and he was on crystal meth.
There you go.
So was he swinging from the chandeliers during the ceremony?
He doesn't do any drugs in front of me. I think he's just...
So what?
Just in front of the whole wedding party.
Meth is only a once-a-day drug. What are you talking about?
Believe me, I finally had to say, okay, you know what? I think this guy is not being forthright with me.
Well, okay, he is definitely sex addicted. He is definitely an addict. You've known people do not stop being addicts. It's a chronic condition, and it requires constant treatment. And
well, I gave him an ultimatum. I said that he needed to go to a counselor.
No, he needs to go inpatient, or at least a comprehensive program. A counselor would not handle this.
Oh.
This is big-time addiction, big time.
Because we were going to get married, and...
Well,
why? Why do you want to marry? How old is, like, 14?
I mean, I just...
Years old.
I wanted to understand, because I gave him an ultimatum, and I'm not seeing him anymore. But it's been bothering me, because I've never dated anyone that, you know, wanted this from me before.
You know what he's doing right now, though, Linda?
What?
Right now, he's on crystal meth, probably
going to
a
sex
swing club.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It probably hurts a little, but that's exactly what he's doing.
Okay. Well, I have to say, Dr. Drew, I think you're wonderful.
Thanks. I'm sorry to just be...
And you give a lot of great advice on depression, too. I've suffered from that, but I'm doing really well. And
let me tell you, Were you a victim growing up or something, or what happened?
Oh gosh, I actually went through some counseling, and I hope my family's not listening. My mom was very critical.
But it sounds almost like you were, like, she was like mentally ill or something, and you were busy taking care of her or staying out of her way or something. And
this counselor said she was a dry drunk.
Yeah, it sounds like because the fact that you're...
I know.
You didn't pick up on this guy being...
Believe
this guy's...
me, everyone says, you know, why do you pick these guys? You got so much going for you. But
yeah,
they say, you know, I love you, and they send you flowers, and they take you on trips, and they shower with you with jewelry.
Linda, I wish I could use the S word, because that doesn't mean S. That doesn't mean S. That's how people manipulate one another. They tell you exactly what you want to hear. You've got to be able to know when people are actually expressing love. And that's something that takes a little work when you've been through kind of experience you've been through.
Well, so do you think it does? I mean, it does seem to stem from my childhood. I mean,
Yeah, you need some therapy. You're a perfect therapy candidate. Once you developed a real closeness with a therapist, you won't be so much of a good target to these guys. You won't put up with this stuff anymore. You'll attract a different kind of guy.
The gifts are good and the words are good, but once he's saying sleep with my best friend and go to the sex
club, funny, it's confusing for people, isn't it? It felt like he loved me, but the actions, really, they say everything.
Yeah,
everything. Otherwise you're in denial.
Right,
you're in denial about who this is. This is a guy who goes to the sex club, wants you to have sex with his best friend. And as a meth addict, that's fine.
Wedding,
I mean, yeah, I'm not get him treated. That's great. It can be treated, but it takes a long time.
The wedding video probably is going to be on America's Funniest Home Videos, swinging from the chandeliers, slicing the cake with his hand, running down the aisle, doing a head first slide like it's a slip and slide. I do, everybody. All right, is it break time?
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. I'm Stryker for Adam Kroll and Dr. Drew and Loveline. After this, hold on. All right, we are back here on Loveline. I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla, who will be back on Thursday. Dr. Drew is here, 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew seems hungry, seems thirsty. I walk in today, 20 minutes before the show starts. You're eating somebody else's dinner. You're eating Rye Krisp. You're drinking coffee.
Dude, I did not get dinner tonight, or really lunch.
You work out a lot?
Yeah, and I gave a talk this afternoon. Didn't have time.
You know, we have a vending machine here full of crap. Are you staying away from the crap these days?
That's some M&M's. But that's it.
And the Rye Krisp.
Oh, yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, good.
You know, Lauren didn't offer me one piece. She had 18 pounds of it and didn't say
she knew better. She knew better.
What do you mean?
You won't eat peanut butter.
That's right.
You're not going to eat some weird Swedish bread.
That's true. Probably not.
Yeah, she just knows you.
All right. I guess we're going to talk to, Giovanni?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Giovanni, 18?
Yeah. I had a problem with my girlfriend. Like, she wants to have a threesome with one of her gay friends, you know, I'm not feeling that, you know? It's like
gay male friends or gay female?
Yeah, gay male friend. Like, every time he comes over, he'll, like, look at me like if he wants me or something, like...
I don't believe that.
You don't? Not for a minute?
Not for a second.
Well, his name's Giovanni.
Do you want to abuse Giovanni a little bit?
I don't know. Should we just quiz him?
All right.
Let's see.
There we go.
What is the gay guy's name?
He's Mark.
Nah. He's Mark.
And so, and how old is he?
He's 18 as well. Like, we're all 18.
And what would the, what was your girlfriend's intent with this? To see you and he have sex?
Like me, him, and her.
Yeah, but he's not interested in her. So she wants to see you and him have sex?
In some way, well, I guess. Like, I'm not feeling this. Like it's me and him, and sometimes her. Like, she wants, like, oh, like, you two, and then me. And, like, she tries
to... Yeah, but it wouldn't be... Then she wouldn't ask for a gay friend to get involved.
Correct.
She'd ask for a straight friend to get involved,
because
right?
The gay guy wants you. He doesn't want to touch her.
Well, mostly he's a gay guy. Why is he going to look at me all weird, though?
Move on.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
There's no question.
Don't do it. That's it. Don't do it. He's gay. He wants to be with you. The girlfriend knows he's gay. Yada, yada. Yeah, it's easy.
Girlfriend, if this is real, your girlfriend is a piece of work.
Yes.
And this relationship is not going to last. So.
Yes. Boise. I love Boise. That's where Evel Knievel tried to jump the Snake River. I think, or maybe that was outside of Twin Falls.
Oregon, yeah.
No, it was in Idaho. It was over the Snake River.
But I thought it was in
the Rocket. No. Idaho. Positive. Snake River, Twin
Snake
Falls.
Snake River goes from Oregon.
Oh, it does. Okay. Yeah. But the where he jumped. Anyway.
Okay.
Boise. Chelsea.
Hi.
What's going on?
I got raped, a couple weeks ago.
Great.
I think he's about 35 or 36.
Oh, my God.
Somebody you knew?
Yeah. Okay. He's been friends with my mom for about 20 years and my dad about 13.
Why didn't you go to the police right away?
Because I'm afraid that something will happen, he'll get, really mad, or my parents will, flip out and, yell at me for not telling them sooner.
The longer...
Why didn't you tell them right away?
I don't know. I was really scared because they were both drunk, my mom, or my dad and my dad's friend.
And what happened? Your dad was there when this happened?
Yeah. They were...
What?
Yeah. He had found out that night that I was starting to become sexually active, and I think he just kind of wanted to take advantage of me.
Your dad?
No, my dad's friend.
Wait a minute. Your dad was there during all this?
Yeah, but he was asleep.
Okay.
Passed out.
Yeah.
Not sleeping.
Yeah.
All right, so you were raped. You've got to do something about this, Chelsea. Were you been raped before or sexually abused or something?
Yeah, my uncle did when I was
young. How old were you?
Maybe two, maybe a little younger.
Yeah, that's why you didn't take any defensive action on your own behalf with all this. This is horrible. And unfortunately, because you didn't document what happened, it's hard to sort of prove it. Now it's going to be your word against his.
How did it go down? They're drinking, they're drunk, your dad passes out. Were you already asleep in bed and he just crawled into your room?
Yeah, I was asleep in my room, and then he came in and he made me give him a hand job, and then... kind of forced himself onto me.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
Yeah.
Is there a counselor at school or something you can tell?
Yeah.
What is that?
Hello?
Hello?
What Who was that on the phone?
Oh, it was my cousin telling me my mom's probably coming to my room.
Oh. All right, let's put her on hold and just tell her what she should do. Tell a counselor.
Yeah, talk to counselor at school.
Do you go? Can you just go to the police and call them and tell them?
Yeah, you can call the Department of Social Services, Child Protective Services. There's many different ways to go about this. If there's somebody at school that you trust, tell them this story.
Can that be a trend? Can someone that was raped, are they more likely than someone that hasn't been raped to be raped again?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, really?
Well, there's a couple versions of it. One is somebody, a 14-year-old or 17-year-old who's raped, had sexual abuse in childhood.
Right.
I don't know why, unless it was a violent random rape at gunpoint. But the kind of friend rape, that kind of rape, for whatever reason, there always seems to have been a childhood sexual trauma. Almost always. At least on this show, always.
Yeah.
Okay? The other thing that happens is sometimes when they have rape, then they'll start becoming super sexual, hypersexual, and start acting out with lots of different guys as though they're trying to master the experience in some weird way.
Wow.
And that's the other version. And I believe those two have had some kind of trauma earlier on, but maybe not explicitly.
Get some help for yourself and report it, but make sure you do something for yourself. Mm. All right. Oh, yes, Tammy. I've been looking for you, baby. You're 23. Give it to me.
How many times?
Well, what time is it now? 10:33? I can last a little till 12.
You're embarrassing me. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Tammy.
I appreciate you taking the time to help everyone, and you do a good job at it. You guys were talking earlier about the consistency of a woman's
orgasm.
Yeah.
Well, no. She really wasn't having that. She was just a discharge was just sort of slipping out.
The but kind of along the lines, since Stryker was talking about it, how come some women are more, for lack of a better word, liquefied?
Yeah, some are
gushes out.
Yeah,
of there.
Some are Mount Vesuvius, and some are nothing.
Excuse me.
Some really gush a lot all the time. Some gush a lot some of the time. Some gush a little some or all the time.
How
and
can
some
you explain
never
it,
gush.
Though? How can you explain
Because women
that?
Are, each one is completely different.
I know, but the amount of liquid that comes out in some of these women is absolutely unbelievable.
You've
How
watched
is it
too
stored
many videos.
I have not. I have not.
Some of it is urine, sometimes. Oh, some of it is the very, there's skeins and Bartholin's. There are multiple glands down there storing a lot of fluid. I mean, think about the just the lubrication phenomenon.
I had to wear a swimming cap one time down on a girl.
What's that, Tammy?
Coming out of there.
How can you tell the difference between urine and...
Eat some asparagus. That proves it right
what about,
there.
And
it takes
probably
some vitamins.
The temperature of the liquid.
No, it's all warm. Well, it's body temperature. It's all from the body.
The hotter it is, the more liquefied. Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Last question?
Yeah.
How come some women are able to... you know, I probably have a vague answer. Okay, like for me, when I had an orgasm during one session, it was like 15 times.
Yeah. Oh, multiple, yeah.
Okay, and what's the question?
How was I able
to do that?
How was I, or why was I able to do that?
That you're not somebody who does that routinely, that was just one time?
No, once I was able to experience it, then...
Tammy, you're going to have to answer the question a little more clearly. Are you someone who is multi-orgasmic usually?
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Are you someone who's multi-orgasmic? I'm going to keep asking this question so I get a straight answer. Are you someone who's multiply orgasmic usually?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be vague, but I haven't been with the guy or anyone, actually.
You've never been with a guy before? Wait, you've never been with a guy before?
No, since.
You were got with a guy only once.
It's only happened once, the multi-orgasms.
Yeah, since I had the multi-orgasms, I haven't been with anyone else.
I can't take it, Drew. I can't take it. Hit the blue button. I like her so much, but she can't get to the frickin' point, man.
Hold on,
you
got to
see
sore.
Drew's face right now.
It's just like a it's like
so
a wound I got to pick
you guys.
Up.
No, you're not going back.
Tammy.
Tammy,
stop and listen. Yeah. Okay. When I said, are you multi-orgasmic usually, that wouldn't be one time. That would be usually. So you're not usually multi-orgasmic. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
I was stimulated like I was with...
Thank you. So you usually are not multi-orgasmic.
True, you just asked. She's not normally
she's still not
multi-orgasmic.
Answer,
you're trying.
So
stop
one time,
at it.
One time you were. One time you were, right?
Yes.
And before that, had you been with any guys?
Oh, yeah.
But just nothing that did it to you like this guy?
Right.
Was it a longer period of time you were with him?
I was recently divorced in January.
No, ba. Was the sexual act longer with this guy? Is that why you were able to get in a bunch of flurries? No, it was just the arousal with this guy.
He was pushing the right button.
Yeah, there is that experience.
Can't you just push? Well, I know the answer, but for everyone, you can just be sitting still and not even pumping your body and create an orgasm for the girl because you're
some
touching
women,
it and
some
it's
women.
barely moving.
Some women.
It.
Some women.
Right?
Some like more direct and for hard, it's all over the place. And Tammy's sort of actually more unusual than not, because usually somebody that can have 15 is somebody that routinely has a lot.
Man, you girls are crazy out there. Seriously, your buttons are from girl to girl. It's all different every single time. You wonder why we're so confused down there?
Yes.
Not all of us are in the union, man.
And by the way, women don't talk amongst themselves about how different they are. They like each one feels flawed because they don't measure up to what's in Cosmo.
And by the way, they have to tell us what to do or we're lost. Mm. I don't get mad if she says, can you do it softer or do it harder? Well,
of course,
I encourage
guys need, of course they want that.
God, I had a tutor for math. Tell me, all right. Lance, so you're 26 on Love Line.
Yeah, how you doing? I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
I just got off steroids. My wife's wanting to have a kid.
Fantastic.
And I was wondering, how long should we wait, or do we need to wait, or what's the deal?
Are you able to have erections again?
Yeah.
Normal?
Hello?
Normal erections?
Yeah.
And do you ejaculate normal volumes, normal amount of semen?
And I may have lost a little bit, but not nothing noticeable.
And why would you be waiting then?
Well, I don't know if there's... I don't want my kid to have birth defects. I mean, I've heard that that's possible.
True? Is it?
I'm not... I don't want to say it's not possible because I'm not familiar with the research on that off the top of my head. I've not seen that myself. I'm not seeing that. And also, it's kind of unusual if people use a lot of steroids that they're only using steroids. Usually the other stimulants are involved too. But yeah, as soon as your sperm count goes back up, theoretically you can get her pregnant. And I'm not aware. You may want to look online, but I'm not aware of there being
a... I wonder how much he bench presses now from bodybuilding. How much, Lance?
How much I bench press?
Yeah.
I'm over 400.
Pounds or pieces?
Pounds.
I know. Pounds, baby. Pounds. All right.
Where do you work out, though? 325? 280?
Where do I work out? 24 Hour Fitness?
No, but I mean, what weight you do your bench pressing?
What's I'm your not work? Understanding your question.
You pyramid up when you bench press, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your sort of workout weight?
I see what you're saying.
What's your average? Where are you doing most of the working out with the bench? What weight?
Anywhere from probably 315 to 350.
Damn. Yeesh. Strong. That's why he's on the steroids. Yeesh.
Well, that's what the steroids do to you.
Wait, when you get off the steroids, not only is it going to mess up your testes while you're on it, but do your muscles shrink if you stop working out back to normal size, or are you going to be that bulky and strong?
Oh, no. It shrinks fast.
What if you stay on the workout plan and stop the steroids?
Still shrinks.
Really?
Still shrinks. Not as fast, but it shrinks.
Right. All right. Take a break, or should this? No, let's get someone else.
Okay.
I like five.
Yeah.
All right. Tim, you're 15 on Love Line.
Yeah. I have a question for Dr. Drew.
You.
Me and my girlfriend have been going out for just 10 months now, and we were thinking about actually having sex, and I'm uncircumcised. And I keep hearing from everybody that if I do have sex, then it's going to hurt me, and I'm going to be like, it's going to be bothering me the entire time.
It's going to be like warm apple pie, man.
What are you talking about?
It's not going to hurt your wiener.
And then I've also heard that it's either going to hurt or it's going to be more pleasurable.
Listen, that's all your a-hole friends not wanting you to get out ahead of them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're 15. You may want to kind of hold off a little bit, especially while she.
We're not planning on doing it like anytime real soon. I mean, because
good, take your time. 16, 17. Just you
masturbate, right, Tim?
Yeah.
It's the same thing,
right?
No.
Same
thing.
All right. Yeah, you're all good, man.
Good times.
That's a crazy question. The friends have just brainwashed him just because they're not getting any, and he's got a girl for 10
Well, they want to hold him back just long enough they can catch up.
Hey, Tim, I'm...
Tim, good dude, if you have sex, it is going to hurt so much.
Yeah. I was reading in Playboy, if you have extra skin, it's going to hurt so bad. All right, let's go to Samantha, 26. What's going on?
All right. 26. I just got engaged about 3 months ago.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Good.
Good
answer.
my fiance and I have a really healthy sexual appetite, and I haven't been able to come lately.
That's lately?
2 to 3 weeks. Yeah.
You used to be able to.
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay, sorry. Okay, hold on.
Should we take a break?
Yes, we gotta take a break, and then we will deal with Sam's.
All right. We'll find out about Samantha not having orgasms and maybe gushing when we come back with her and me and Drew after this on Love Line. Welcome to Club Dre's, everybody in Las Vegas. That's what it sounds like, that Bumblebee's thing. It's Love Line. You're listening to Love Line. There it is. We'll be taking drugs till 5 in the morning at wherever we are with this music. Man. The Vegas boys last night, the Killers.
They were
killer. I love their music.
Yeah.
Just very soft-spoken.
Very quiet guys.
I was trying to get into the whole Vegas thing with them, didn't want to do. They were just cool. I mean, I loved them, but just very, even with their fans calling, same thing.
What I thought was interesting was that Brandon at the end goes, I could do this every night.
Yeah.
I thought, what, sit and watch us talk?
Sit and watch us talk and have a big beer? Exactly. All right, just before the break really here on Love Line, by the way, we're talking to Samantha, and she used to have many orgasm in her life, including her current man. And the last 2 weeks, zero, nothing, no orgasm. How's the sex, though, Samantha? Still good?
It's good. It feels good. It's just that I can't orgasm for some reason. I don't know.
Stress in your life? Are you getting married?
We got engaged, and... I mean, school starting, and I mean, just a lot of things, but usually I can get past that and go on with it, but I don't know why I'm just stuck.
And are you on medication?
I was on vacation.
Medication.
Medication, no.
Yeah, nothing.
She was on vacation, though, by the way. Where were you on vacation?
I went on a cruise to Ensenada.
And was that with the boyfriend?
Yeah, definitely.
And did he have the orgasms on the cruise?
I can't remember. But probably not.
It wasn't that good.
I don't think so. It's been, yeah.
I feel like you want us to pry something out of you.
Yeah, me too.
What is that?
Go right ahead.
No, but I mean, like, there's something you're taunting us with something.
Yeah, you're dangling the carrot, and you want one of us to snatch it or bite it right now, but I don't know what it is.
If I knew, I'd probably be able to, you know.
So you normally orgasm easily, is that correct?
I didn't used to. And then he came along, and we were great, and it was more than I'd ever.
During intercourse or during oral sex?
Both. Everything. Anytime. It was like, all right, great.
I wouldn't worry. I think it's probably nothing except do you feel the exact same way for him you do now as you did a month ago?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, maybe even more.
Does the fact that you feel closer somehow scary to you?
Probably. I mean, yeah. I've never been this serious with anybody, so.
All right, so maybe that's it. Maybe that the level of intimacy you achieve by being open that way and being free and relaxed suddenly is becoming threatening.
But you would think you would do it more like she was.
Exactly.
No, none of closeness is a dangerous place for her. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Samantha?
When he was just a bad guy you were carrying around with, it was okay. But now that he's actually somebody who's available for a real relationship, no.
That's the thing, though. I mean, with bad guys that I've been with, I never really orgasmed. It was usually, you know, just casual sex, and that was it. With him, I opened up and I let myself go, and it was just amazing. And it still is. I mean, it feels good, but...
Are you depressed?
He tries, and I feel, huh?
Are you depressed?
I guess maybe a little bit. Could be.
Why are you depressed? I mean, now we're getting it out of you.
What are you depressed about?
Come on, Samantha, lay it out on the line. No one's looking at you. We're just listening. Please, why are you depressed? Tell us. Say it.
School, work, parents, scared of what might come.
With what?
With marriage, everything.
So the marriage thing is freaking you out.
Yeah.
And how long have you been engaged?
Hello?
How long have you been engaged?
About 4 months.
All right.
Is the wedding plan, is there a date set, all that is going?
There's
is it rolling?
There's a date set, but it's not until next year.
You come from a broken family?
No, not at all.
Huh.
Both of us come from very good families.
What about going with him? What about taking him to like a couple's therapist just talking
counseling.
It out? I mean, that's all good. That's normal. It'll only make you stronger probably in the long run. And it's definitely not crazy to do that.
Do you want to get married?
Yes, definitely.
Do you want to marry him?
Yes, I want to marry him.
All right. Then move along.
Yeah, you're fine.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be fine.
So. Get a toy.
5 minutes.
Ooh, hey. Brianna.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hello?
You're on Love Line. What's going on, Brianna?
I was wondering, because I've kissed 6 girls so far, and I was wondering if I'm supposed to be bicurious, because I've been considering myself as bicurious, but I've done a little bit more with one of them, but I'm not sure.
You're lesbian. True. That's,
you have to ask us what you are?
I'm not sure.
Well, we don't know you, Brianna, so we can't tell you what you are.
She's kissed more girls than I have this year, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you seem very lost and very empty. I suggest you kind of spend a little time figuring out who you are before you declare your major.
Yeah, you're only 15 also,
yeah,
by
just
the
relax.
Way.
Slow it down. I don't know if this is pain you're acting out or confusion or what, but just kick back a little bit. Don't declare a major. You kiss 6 girls. Whatever.
It's a lot at 15.
Yeah, but whatever.
It's good.
It means or it doesn't mean. I don't know. I don't think Brianna doesn't know, so we certainly don't know.
Right. If she's 20 and kissing 5 girls and 5 guys, what would you say?
5 girls and 5 guys?
At the, you know, within a year span at 20 kissing? Years old? How is that different?
Sometimes it's exhibitionism. Sometimes they kiss girls to get the guy's attention. I don't know what they're up to. You know what I mean? Everybody's different. Brianna, if she can't tell us what she's doing, we certainly can't read her mind. So let's take a break.
How many girls have you kissed this year?
Including my wife and daughter?
Yeah.
Two.
Two. Okay. Good. I've kissed one all year. Nice. Just one. All right. We're going to take a break, and we got more Love Line coming up after this. Hold on. All right. We are back on Love Line. Drew, you know who Lil Jon is?
No.
He got the beat that made the booty go smack, Anderson. Yeah. You know who Usher is?
The singer? Dancer?
Yeah. I think he's got the voice that make the booty go smack.
Is it Usher?
No, it's Usher, but Ludacris calls him Usher. Yeah. You know who Ludacris is?
No.
He's got something that makes the booty go smack. Anderson, do you know which one it is for Usher? I mean, for Ludacris?
I got no clue. Sorry about
that. Me neither. That's the only song I know.
Way to go, B!
All right, I'm Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. 1 hour to go. Flying through these. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. And, my friend, I just talked to him on the phone.
Yeah.
Straightest, craziest rocker guy. I just was talking to him. I've never heard someone go so crazy after a concert. You know what concert he was at? You would think it was like Metallica or something.
I heard you say Phil Collins.
Yeah, Phil Collins.
No way.
Yeah, Dean May. Yeah, this is my friend Dean. He's like, dude, I just went to Phil Collins. And he's singing to me on the phone while you're yelling at me to get back on the microphone. No. He's like, Phil Collins, man, it was the best show ever. I don't know.
Your friend's high.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Hey, give me that black book over there, because I don't have stickies anymore.
Give me the medical book, the little black medical book.
I got to get them.
There you go. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Kim. 29.
Kim.
What's up, Kim? You're on Love Line.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm 29. I've been married for 11 years now.
Wow.
And my husband, we've been together 12 years, and he's never given me oral sex. In fact, I've never had it.
Oh, my God.
That is the craziest.
The humanity.
Can we talk to him, please?
I'm not at home.
Can we call him?
No.
Why? This is the most basic question. Why has he not given it to you? But more importantly, how come you have not demanded it and said, if you don't give me oral sex, I ain't doing anything to you?
It's so simple, Kim.
You hold all the cards.
So simple.
He just is like, I don't want to say claustrophobic, but he just, I know it's not about me. He just doesn't want to do it in general.
Wait. I have to interpret. I have to interpret.
Stuck between the two legs down there by the hole can make a man freak out.
Are you telling me that he uses that as a lame excuse for not being willing to do oral sex? That he gets, he feels claustrophobic?
Take him to the park and do it then.
Is that literally what you believe, what he says?
I believe him because he's given it an effort once or twice, and it just does not work.
Are you clean down there, hair-wise?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean it doesn't work? Does he gag or something?
Yes.
He gags.
Yes.
Well, that's not claustrophobia. That's
gag reflex. What is it, Drew? What's it called?
It's sort of wimp meets. No.
He's scared of the vagina.
Yeah, he's sort of.
The taste is freaking him out and being down there.
So what can I do?
How about putting this is going to sound ridiculous, but like a little latex sheet down or something, like a dental dam.
No, I got it. Peanut butter down there.
No, he's not a golden lab.
No, if it works with the lab, it's going to work with her hubby. Put the peanut butter there, or put his favorite food down
there.
But
that's an interesting idea, is to put something in there that does taste differently.
Yes.
And that'd be the way to do it. And some guys are a little freaked out about that area. It's sort of a magical...
Are you fully, fully clean hair-wise in the region? I'm not talking about just above, the area, but right...
No, I mean, I'm not Brazilian, but it's kept clean.
Just a little landing strip.
Trim.
Okay. Why don't... See, if you get a fully clean down there... Put some, there's lubrication that tastes like cherry or mint.
Yeah.
Put it down there and just be so cool and nice and just make them feel good and say, honey, just try it. If it's terrible, I understand what happens.
You got to make it clear that that's important to you.
Yeah.
That's really silly that he can't overcome that. Find a way to do it.
If he's good at the oral sex, Kim, forget the other sex, man. You're going to love it.
Do you have orgasms the other way?
Yes.
You do. All right. So at least, things are okay, right?
Yeah, things are great. I mean, our marriage and our sex life, we've always made time for it.
All
right. So. A guy could not go 11 seconds without oral sex. She's gone 11 years, or she's never had oral sex performed on her.
Well,
never.
Be fair, he's gone down there and gagged a couple times.
Yeah.
How nice of him. Right. This is Sir Walter Raleigh.
Celeste?
Hi.
Celeste, you're 24. What's up? Love line.
Go on.
Did you press it?
Yep.
You did?
Okay. Let's do it again. Oh, there she is. She's Celeste?
No, she's gone. And you dropped six in the meantime.
Oh, wow.
Where are you? Amanda, you're 19.
Yeah.
What's going on? Ed Nama?
My question was about my boyfriend. We've been together for about 10 months, and he can't have an orgasm during intercourse. He can if I go down on him or if I do other stuff, but he doesn't have an
orgasm.
He's
wearing a condom.
That's that guy. There is that guy. There's some guys that do not orgasm during intercourse or have great difficulty doing so. No problem with the oral sex.
Yeah, but really, really weird. And like, at first I thought it was me or like I was.
No, it's just he is that guy. It's just the same as there's guys out there that don't orgasm during oral sex and only do during intercourse.
Has he ever had it during the sex?
No, never.
Do you wear a condom? He wears condoms?
No, we don't.
Wow, that's crazy.
No, it's just that guy.
Hmm.
They're not all that common, but there is definitely heard this one before many times.
Really?
I mean, I've heard of guys that can go three or four times not having an orgasm during sex for whatever reason, but never doing it during sex.
Yeah. Never during sex and only with oral sex. That is that guy. And actually, Adam is almost that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he talks about it a little bit. Too much. Okay, so it's not you, Amanda. It's just him. It's just the same. Think about it the same way. Like, a lot of guys are with women who don't orgasm during intercourse, only during oral sex. You found a male version of that, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel much better now.
Yeah.
You put it that way.
Yeah. Switch the tables. Have you ever had sex and hadn't had an orgasm and just said, forget it, I'm done, called it a night? Even though we're guys, we don't normally do that. But have you ever done that? Just hung it up, hung up the panties and said, I'm done?
That does not happen unless it's like sequential. You know what I'm saying?
No. What do you mean sequential?
There's been other...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like the second or third one. So you can go two or three. Damn, the drive is strong. You're going two or three. USC grad, Occidental College. You're eating some sort of rye bread tonight. Rose?
Leah.
Oh, Leah? What's up? You're on Loveline. You're 21.
I'm on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bizarre. I didn't think I was going to get on tonight. I have a marital question about my husband. I don't know if he's mentally abusive. Are you there?
Yeah, we're waiting.
We're stunned.
Well, we don't know either, so there you go.
Oh, thanks. We fight an awful lot, and everybody around me is telling me to leave him, and I don't know if I should or not. He doesn't hit me. He doesn't physically abuse me in any way. He tells me, like, I'm not allowed to get a job, and,
controlling.
You know, just little stuff. I'm allowed to hang out with my friends most of the time, but if I'm down there for too long, I get yelled at royally.
Is there anything, is he got any cultural or ethnic issues that we should know about? He's just a regular old...
Yeah, well, he's in the military, but...
But there's nothing about his cultural or heritage or anything that would sort of bias him that way?
No.
Right. Are you guys married? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, we've been married for almost a year, so it'd be a year in November.
Was he like that before you guys got married? Telling you who to go out with and when and how long you can stay and don't work and all that kind of stuff?
No, he turned like that.
Do you have kids?
What?
Do you have kids?
No.
I don't know. How many years are you going to put up with this before you do something or leave? It's a very simple question. Can you live with this the rest of your life? Is this what you want from a marriage? Is he willing to seek some sort of compromise or treatment? We can't answer these things. You're living under circumstance. What's that?
I asked him to go to counseling with me, and we went for like two sessions, and then that stopped, and we never went back.
Why did it stop?
Because it wasn't. He said it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't helping.
Yeah, he wouldn't go. By the way, people say counseling. You're looking at a couple of years. I mean, you don't go for three sessions. Go, hey, it didn't work. No, you got to go for a while.
But Drew, isn't it? Is it odd or strange that this started after they got married? Wouldn't she have?
How long were you together before you got married?
Yeah,
almost 2 years.
It is kind of odd, but I guess I was wondering if there's some sort of cultural thing where he has certain demands of the wife, you know, that has to be a certain way. Leah, we can't answer these things for you. Maybe you're the one that needs to get therapy by yourself. If he won't participate with you, that's fine. You can sort these things out. Doesn't sound like a great thing to be... Do not have a child as a way of solving this, A. B, it doesn't sound like a good thing that when you're in, you already can't tolerate it.
Right.
That's not a way to go through life. I don't know. If he's not willing to do something to change it, doesn't sound good to
and
me.
And therapy can help, Drew. Couples therapy, isn't that normal?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's completely normal?
Yes.
I've gone in the past before, actually.
Yes.
If I found out, he told me to get the hell out. Seriously.
It worked for you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm happy as a clam, aren't I, Drew?
Yeah.
I'm doing... Yeah. No, not a clam. But
yeah, not a clam.
I'm all right. Except when I painted my nails, he told me to take it off.
Good.
Remember?
I told you to take it off.
You're like, that's something that means you could...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you to take it off.
I know.
You mean you meant something, didn't it?
Yeah, I took it off.
But think about where you were at then in your life, and yeah. It did mean something.
Yeah, it totally did. Drew, you guys that are listening, so I see Drew every night because normally Adam's here, and he comes in the studio where I'm at, and I get free advice... unsolicited, but yet I want it. And he's right on everything. And he can read people like a book. It's unbelievable. And it's never it's never demeaning, which is why I like it. If I feel better.
Good.
Yeah. Hey, Rose.
Celeste.
You're 24.
Hi. Rose is next.
What's going on?
I have I think it's called a vaginal tag. It's where my hymen hangs down on the inside of my vagina.
Hello.
And it makes sex painful. Sometimes, and I was curious, can I have those removed, or is that going to be even more painful? Or?
No, you can have things like that taken out. I don't know what you're describing, though.
It's a floppy disk.
Like, you sure it's not your labia minora just coming out below the majora?
It's just like a piece of skin, and it's just on one side, and I can feel it, and then, like, it has a tear in it, because sometimes tampons get stuck in the tear, so it's like you got to pull it out, and it actually comes out of my body. And I was told that it was my hymen, because I was like, oh, my God, I'm a freak. And then my sister actually told me she has the same problem, and hers actually hangs out of her body. And then someone told us, well, that's just your hymen. It just broke, like, incorrectly or something.
Who told you that?
Vogue magazine.
Just a friend. I don't remember.
No, Celeste, it sounds like people have inner lips that come out sometimes. They drop down below and there are actually procedures to shorten that all up.
Some men find that attractive, by the way.
Yeah,
not me,
yeah.
Per se, but
no, that is I doubt that's the hymen. That's a normal part of your anatomy.
On one side, though?
Yeah. It's
is it tough to have an orgasm?
It feels more like there's more friction on that side, and I'm like susceptible sometimes, I think, to yeast infections. So I don't. But I'm also a dancer, so I mean, I thought that was just because I wore tights so often. But I was curious maybe if that was like what was.
Are you a professional dancer or in topless?
Tights.
Ballet
dancer.
She is the first ballet dancer in the history of Love Line Callers of dancers.
I wanted
to confirm that.
But as soon as she said tights, I knew she wasn't talking about the usual.
Of course, I knew that too. But I just wanted to just confirm. Maybe she's got the ballerina act on stage and she rips them off like they're a pair of basketball pants.
There are, Celeste, other kinds of little growths that can occur that need to be. It should be probably easily taken off, frankly. So get
that must be weird in the tights when you're dancing. If the skin is floppy, can they see the?
No.
It's like
no.
Having testicle down there.
No. Yeah.
You're saying no, but I think I'm. All right. Hey, now we're going to you, Rose. You're 26 on Love Line.
Yes. Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to ask is it normal? I'm 26. I've been 3 years with my boyfriend, and I haven't been able to orgasm.
26. Have you ever in your life had an orgasm?
Excuse me?
Have you ever in your life had an orgasm?
She's having one now.
No, never.
You never had one?
Never.
So you need to get to work on that. You're not going to have it with intercourse. That's the one thing I promise you.
At least not right now. Can you give yourself one? So I guess that means no,
since
you've never had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, Stryker, give her a little talk.
I would say, do you touch yourself? Do you masturbate?
No.
Why don't you try? No, hold on. First, try on yourself to see what you like and how you like to be touched.
But it may be even more
important than that, oral sex on you from the guy. Give him instructions, and that could lead to possibly having an orgasm. What do you think, Drew? Sound?
Yes, I think that or the tub.
The bathtub?
Yeah.
The water?
The angled approach, which is you sort of put the feet up on the wall and have the spigot going straight on the action area.
Rose, so, you get that?
Yes, I got it.
And then, but more importantly, I think instructing your boyfriend on the oral sex.
On the oral.
Oral sex.
That is, most women only have orgasm with direct stimulation.
Let me tell you something, Drew.
Tell me.
A girl. No. I know a girl.
Mm-hmm. A friend.
She has never, ever had an orgasm from oral sex. But
she's
regular multi-orgasmic.
She's multiple orgasmic women do not like oral sex.
I don't think she's had multiple orgasms.
I guarantee you she does. You go ask her. Let's call her up.
She's not multi-orgasmic. I know for a fact. I've been there. I know the number, though. What do you think about that?
Easily orgasmic?
You got to work at it, but it gets there. It's not like just a touch and blah. It's like
usually the ones that don't really just don't get anything at oral sex are multi-orgasmic.
I know she's had more than one at a time before, but rarely. But she definitely gets that one 90% of the time.
Maybe she just prefers that.
You know what's crazy about sex, too, which I've learned?
Huh?
Girls, at least lately, from what I've realized, is that they cannot have an orgasm and the sex can be unbelievable, where we just think it's so not even good if we don't have an orgasm.
No. Here's what they do. They have an experience that's estrogen-mediated called receptivity.
Okay.
The experience of receiving and the closeness is totally satisfying.
Oh, that's
without an orgasm.
Right.
Male does not have that experience. Mm-hmm. The orgasm doesn't occur. It's frustration, irritability, anger. But the whole thing was just flawed. For a woman, that's why they can say, when you say, did you have an orgasm? They go, no. But it was fine. They're not BSing you.
No, that's what
it was actually
crazy.
A satisfying experience.
I used to beat myself up over that.
But a male cannot appreciate. We do not have that experience. We never, ever, ever will have that experience.
But how come even though I know that, I still kind
because
of
it's
beat
so
myself
far,
up
because it's so far from our experience. It's like, how could that possibly be?
Right.
How could it be?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
God.
The testosterone drives the male to orgasm.
Right. Oh, man, I've learned so much the last year. Jamie, you're 20 on Loveline. What's going on?
Who, me?
Yeah,
that's right.
You Jamie.
Oh, sorry. I was just listening. I was really agreeing with what you were saying.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
So you can have a receptive experience without an orgasm and be perfectly happy.
That's very interesting.
That's a yes.
Oh, but back to what I was asking about.
All right, go ahead.
My thing is that, I don't know if this is normal or not, and I was just kind of curious, is that when I'm on top, I orgasm pretty fast, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm on the bottom, I orgasm really way later on. And I was just curious about that. Is that normal? Is it because I'm controlling it on top?
Yes, it's very common.
Definitely.
That's rather common. You can count your blessings. You're 20, you can do that. You're ahead of your peers.
And you're so comfortable to move it how you want on top that you're getting it done. That's fantastic. I'm serious.
Thank you.
Probably making the guy feel very, very good at the same time. No, I'm
that's
being
true,
honest.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah, Robert, you're 18 on Loveline.
I got a problem.
Oh, hell.
Yeah. Well, when I'm with my girlfriend, when she goes down on me, we can, I lose my erection, and she never makes me come, ever.
Lose the erection during oral sex. Drew, take it away.
So why don't you skip the oral sex?
Well, she wants to do it. She's always down there, and then it feels really weird when I don't enjoy it.
For you or her?
For me and her.
Then why keep doing it?
Well, I don't know.
And why are you losing an erection? You don't know the answer, I'm sure. During oral, that is
because it's a bogus call.
No,
it's so not.
No, I believe him. His tone is not bogus.
It's hard for me to understand why you wouldn't just not do this. It's uncomfortable for everybody. You don't like it. There you go. Don't do it.
Is that it? Is that, she really wants to, though, and it's like...
Because it's like, because she's not, she's
is
feeling...
She, is she one of these people that sort of prides herself, oh, I give the best, blah, blah, blah.
She really just wants to, I don't know, because I do it to her, and it's great, and she's like, oh, you don't enjoy it when I do it, and I'm like,
no.
I don't really know.
No, you don't. There's some guys that just don't.
How's the sex part of it, though, Robert?
Oh, I haven't done sex with her yet.
Ah, oh, okay. Well,
that's why they keep on doing it.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be tough.
Hold on. How about when you masturbate? Are y'all good when you're by yourself?
Yeah, and I tried to cut back so I can be with this girl a little better, but
What about masturbating in front of her and slowly working in her touching it with her mouth?
I was thinking about doing that, but
I think some girls dig watching, Robert.
I think that's a plan.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a plan. But it is a little kind of funky here that maybe just explore with other things other than oral sex that don't include intercourse. You know what I'm saying?
Masturbate in front of her. Work it in. It'll work.
Yeah.
All right. Break time or where are we going?
Here we go. Veronica.
What's up, Veronica? 16.
Yeah, hi. I listen to you guys all the time, and you guys are really great.
Thank
you. I have trouble masturbating. I can never really reach an orgasm. And at first, it's really, I enjoy it. But then when I start to actually enjoy it, it's very uncomfortable. I start to hate it. becomes uncomfortable with them.
Yeah, here's the thing about males. If they hated it, they wouldn't do it. They don't hate it.
Yeah.
They don't have to figure it out. They don't have to force themselves to do it. It is something they must do. And if you're demanding that out of your body and you're not sort of there with it, just relax a little bit.
Okay.
I understand. Why are you so hell-bent on this?
Well, I don't know. It's just I enjoy masturbating, but once I want to, orgasm, nothing, I don't enjoy it.
So your body's not ready. She's 16.
May not be online yet. You don't have orgasms, right?
No.
Yeah, it's hard for 16 to 20-year-olds many times to have orgasm. They often don't. Very difficult.
And have you had sex, Veronica, before?
No, I'm a virgin.
Good. Fine. Keep it that way.
Just keep exploring things. You'll kind of figure it out as it kind of comes on. The biology sort of kicks in a little better. I feel bothered by that. The women are being taught, you've got to masturbate. There's not a guy in the world that you have to say anything to. In fact, you can try, no matter how hard you try to make them not do it, nothing you can do. And to force women to do it, to get them to explore and stuff and try to figure out, perfect.
It's like
but
in the Seinfeld.
Demand that of her body when it's not quite there yet.
You ever see the Seinfeld when they had a bet who could go the longest without masturbating? Kramer was out in 20 minutes. and there's a lot of money at stake in this, and they could not last.
Wow.
John F. Kennedy Jr., who was alive at the time, was in Elaine's exercise class.
Wow.
And he's like, hi, Elaine. And then, of course, she went home. She was out. Because she was the girl, she had to give 3-1 odds or something, so she had to give more money. She walks in, she's like, slaps the money down. I'm out. You're out? Then Jerry and George. And I think Jerry ended up winning or something.
That is very funny.
I'm dating a virgin. I'm in this contest for masturbating. All right, Jenny, you're 21.
No, we're going to take a break.
Oh, we are? Oh, okay. We're going to take a break.
Let's tease Jenny. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, Jenny. Yeah.
Jenny?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and I want to do anything possible to make him happy. And one of the things, or one of his fantasies, was that he wanted to have a threesome. And he was very specific as to what he wanted to happen with his threesome.
Oh, boy. Well, don't tell us what it is. Why don't we take a break? Because I want to know what the hell happened in this threesome.
Oh, boy.
He was very specific with what he wanted in the threesome.
I know. What is the matter?
Very specific.
Why do women do this to themselves?
Well, I mean, kudos to him for having the balls to say, this is what I want. Or is that shame on him?
Shame on him. Should have been... taken from him. For
All right. I'm sorry. My bad. All right. We're going to take a break. Stryker for Adam along with Dr. Drew. We'll talk to Jenny and the threesome and who did what to who and why. After this, more of Loveline. All right. We're back here on Loveline. Got about a half hour left. You want to get a call in, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Stryker in for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew is here. And one more night with me tomorrow. Papa Roach, Dr. Drew tomorrow night. They got a new CD out. I saw him play at the Roxy, which is a small club here in L.A. a few weeks ago. They're so good live.
They're so loud.
It was loud and 120 degrees in there. But it was fun as hell. They're good live. And we'll hang with them and play music with Papa Roach tomorrow night on Loveline. Before the break, we were talking to Jenny. She's got a boyfriend. He wanted a threesome. They had a threesome. He told her exactly what he wanted in the threesome, and we don't know what he actually wanted in the threesome. Jenny, what did he want in this threesome?
Well, he wanted very specific things. He wanted his dick get licked by two females, which would have been one of them me, and he wanted to come that way. He also wanted to do every position possible. I mean, including putting it in the butthole and doing the whole nine yards. And he wanted me to kiss her. He wanted the girl to eat me out. And
who was this person? Who is this person? Who is this third person?
Well, we were trying to find a person for the longest time. We even tried a hooker, and we paid her $300, and she ended up taking off with the money. I lost out on that because he has no money. I'm the one that has the money. And
shocking.
Yeah, but shocking. But basically, we were on the telephone, on a party line kind of thing, and we decided to meet with this girl because we were having sex on the line, and then this girl decided to listen, so we started talking to her because we figured anybody who would listen would be freaky enough to you know, have a threesome. And we met her, and that the very next day, we decided on, you know, choosing her. And she was like, yeah, well, I definitely want to do it. So we all did it. And he told me that, you know, once that happened, he would be totally, completely happy. And it hurt me a lot to see him, you know, with another girl, because we've been together for a long time.
Yeah, and that's the end of your relationship right there.
Yeah, and so, and then
that's it. That's over. Now he's going to want to do threesomes. He's going to be with other girls. He's crossed that barrier, and now it's game on.
Yeah, I mean,
and you're going to feel like just hell and jealous and icky and ugh, what a disaster.
You know, I thought I would feel more jealous than what I was, but I still am jealous. And the thing that makes me upset is if he would have let it go, it would have been okay. But I mean, when we go out to a club or we go out, you know, to places, he gets mad. Oh, you weren't picking up on that girl. How come you didn't pick up on her? We could have had a threesome. And this
it's the same guy that wanted the threesome in the first place.
Yeah, he gets
he still wants a threesome. The guy's an idiot. He has no. He can't support you. What are you, putting yourself into this for? It's a disaster.
Jenny, does he have a job?
He's trying to.
Exactly. You have one.
Well, right now, he's looking for a job. Well,
he is going out with the girl that has the job and is giving him threesomes, and you are giving it to him.
A disaster.
You got to stop it.
Where did you become a doormat? Where did that happen? Where did you learn that that's okay?
I have no idea.
All right, well,
I don't know. I mean, I love him, but I just don't know what to do. I keep on telling him, you know, I'm not sure if this is going to work out. If this is what you're telling me, oh, you have to pick up on that girl. And he tells me, you have to pick up on the girls because they don't like me. They won't find me attractive right away, and they'll find you attractive first. And so if you
I wish you were taping this. And I want you to listen back to this in a year after you've been away from this guy and hear yourself. It's unbelievable. You've just become an absolute robot for this guy, to do his bidding for him, whatever it might be.
Wait, so what's the bottom line for
Jenny?
Bottom
line is she's thinking about it, not working out. Just keep thinking about it.
Set the rules now. Say exactly what you want, and he ain't going to go for it, then dump him, right?
It's just a disaster. She needs to really be honest about her feelings right now, which are they're very ambivalent. She's jealous. She's hurt. This guy's abusing her and exploiting her. How do you feel about that? It's okay to feel that way. Get out of there.
You know what we skipped right over, though? We didn't even blink an eye, or maybe you did. They called a party line.
I know.
And had sex
with somebody that just randomly met.
And then if anyone wanted to listen, they would be listening. And, of course, they'd be freaky enough so they could have the threesome with that person. The hooker didn't work.
I know.
But the party line did. Isn't that crazy? Having sex on the party line. What was the number of that party line?
Chris, 25.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. What's up?
Yeah, apparently I'm 25 here. My girl is 19. We've been together for almost 2 years. And for whatever reason, I cannot enter her. I cannot penetrate her when we're trying to have sex.
How long have you been trying this?
For probably a year now.
You've been trying to have sex for a year?
Yeah, just can't.
Have you used lubrication, like Astroglide, the best product ever?
Tried that.
When she goes, obviously she's had a pelvic exam to make sure that everything's okay anatomically.
That's the thing. I've been pushing her for that, but she's like scared, worried, whatever. I don't know what's going on with her there.
Maybe she's so scared to have sex that she tightens up and clamps up.
Well, if she's not ready to have a pelvic exam, she's not ready to have sex.
Right.
Very simple. And if she's too fearful to have an exam, which is very strange for an 18-year-old, it certainly must be incredibly anxiety-provoking for her to have sex. So, that's a common way that women get vaginismus, or a clamping of that pelvic musculature.
And it's just what closes up, the wall closes?
It just closed down.
Comes down like Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones when he grabs the whip and the wall comes down.
The Berlin Wall.
The Berlin Wall comes down on the vagina when they tense up. So that's what's going on, Chris.
Could be. It could be also very thick for hymen or something.
But how often do you talk to her about not penetrating? How often do you try?
I mean, it's been discouraging, so not as often anymore.
Let me answer for you. Today's Tuesday. 87,000 times.
It's been about 2 weeks.
But I stopped.
But I mean, she's the one that's the aggressor. I mean, she's the sexual aggressor here, more so nowadays. And
that's interesting.
I don't know.
Well, get a pelvic exam. Find out if something anatomic going on. She's got to be prepared for this anyway. You guys need to figure out what you can do for birth control going forward. So, this is Carrie 20.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Okay. Hey. Every time I have sex with my current boyfriend of 3 months,
What's so funny about that?
It just
no, I like the way every time.
I'm delighted
sex.
The way she put it all in for us.
Right.
My current boyfriend in 3 months.
We don't have to ask. What
Which
happens?
Means not with the previous boyfriend.
Right.
No. Told us exactly how long it's been with this boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And it's happening right now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for me.
What happens?
I queef.
Ooh, the
good time.
The air escaping noise.
Yeah.
Now, that usually means some sort of a fit issue. Too big or too small?
Too small.
Too small.
How come it
too
normally happens?
Too small.
He's too small. And what's his name and phone number so we can call him and harass
him?
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
So too small. And is that a... So, how does it feel, though, by the way, the sex with him?
It feels good. It feels great.
Feels penis?
Yeah.
Feels good. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Great for a 4-incher.
Yeah. So, pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carrie, you smoke a lot of pot, huh?
No, I don't smoke pot.
Did you stop smoking pot recently?
I stopped smoking pot like
Thank
2 years
you.
Ago.
Well, it's
at
still,
7 p.m.
Still hear that laugh.
But so anyway. is it embarrassing you want to stop doing it? I guess it's just because, as Drew said, the spacing, the non-fitting or the too big a fitting causes
the
it.
The air is getting in, and it's sort of getting packed in with the piston action. Usually hear that pot laugh, and you can usually find some sort of position that doesn't happen, but you got to kind of experiment around. And
okay,
you know,
how come it happens a lot of times after the sex when you're done and you're just kind of lying there and you're both kind of passed out?
You answer your own question. Why does that happen?
Oh, because it's getting smaller because you had an orgasm.
Well, then you packed all the air in and the muscles relax and things kind of.
All right.
Out,
so. Yeah. Was I a listener right there? Was that dumb? No.
No. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to John, number 6.
Okay.
What's up, John? 14.
Yeah. Hi, I was wondering, when I, like, jack off and stuff, like, I get an orgasm, but nothing comes out, like...
Well, you're 14, and judging by the...
Tone of the...
timbre of the voice there, I would say...
You're an alto.
Yeah, you're probably not producing the fluid yet. Quite literally, you're not coming online with that yet. I'm surprised you're having orgasms even, but there you go.
Well, can you have an orgasm without being able to come? Meaning
without
your body?
Fluid. Yeah. I mean, the males, before their systems go, yeah.
His testes must be hurting so bad.
This is somebody that's been waiting for, look forward to this.
Let me talk to John. John, you have a girlfriend yet?
Yeah, I used to, but we broke up.
Oh, that sucks. How often do you masturbate?
Like once a month.
Oh, you're on perfect pace, man. By the time you're 15, it'll be every day. Do you have hair yet under the arms?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Drew, is that normal for no liquid to come out?
He's on the verge.
All right, John, be ready. Call us when it happens, all right? I'll send you a CD. Jessica, 19, you are on the Loveline show.
Hello. Okay, yeah. My question is that if you're having anal sex, is it common for you to, like, have gas after it or, like, queef or...
What was the question again?
Anal sex or doing it, like, doggy style, is it common to have, like, gas after?
No.
No?
No.
Because but it's the same thing as the queefing in the vagina.
It's the same
thing as different thing. I mean, yes, you can have it, but gas is produced further upstream.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to have gas, you're going to have gas. It's not because of the anal sex. And if you're forcing air in during anal sex, it tends to come right back out. And there's not as much of a... The anatomy's different.
All right. I stay away from the anal.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, do we need a break?
Disgusted.
Are you all right?
I'm disgusted.
You are disgusted.
Yeah.
We were on such a roll until 3 calls in a row with beefing.
I know.
It's all right, though. Excuse me. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to talk to a girl who receives cum and... Huh?
Nah, we're going to wait and see what new calls come up.
Okay.
A really good one we're going to have.
All right. I'm going to drink my liquid here, which is sitting in front of me. Stryker for Adam and Dr. Drew, and we'll get to Loveline more after this. Messed it up a little bit. Back on Loveline. Loveline. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. There. Dr. Drew is here. I'm Stryker filling in for Adam Carolla. He'll be back on Thursday.
Thursday? That's right.
On Thursday. He's fishing.
Bitch.
he's fishing. 1-800-LOVE-191. We've got about 15 more minutes if you want to try to get a call in. Let's go to Carrie. Hit it, Drew, number 6. 19, Carrie. What's going on?
Hey.
I just wanted to know, I'm 19, I've been married for a year, and I've never had an oral orgasm, and...
Yes?
I'm sorry.
Are you listening to the radio or something? What are you doing?
No, I'm sorry. You know how the cell phone, like, talks, you can hear the echo?
I see. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I've never had a masturbation orgasm. I've had small orgasms while on top, you know, and I assume it's a clitoral one because I've kind of read about different kinds you can have. And never had.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Listen, what's really... a small orgasm? Is that like when only a for a guy would that just a droplet? Or wait, how? What's the difference? When you want to come out of your skin and you're not coming out of it, or what?
Well, I've heard of mind blowing orgasms, and it's just more like, oh yeah, that feels nice, and that's about it.
You know, I've talked to a lot of women that feel that way about their orgasms when they're in their late teens and early 20s. And again, this is a biological event. And as you mature, the chemistry changes a little bit and things get more intense.
Okay.
And certainly, that's, you know, when women talk about having a sort of a peak in their 30s, some of that for some women, again, it's different all the time,
yeah,
is what you're talking about here, Carrie. This may just be sort of where you're wired up right now.
How long is your small orgasm last for you?
I've had a few of, like, them in a row, like one or two, and they're just seriously just for, like, an instant or two of I'm on top, and then I just stop, enjoy it, and then that's it. I mean,
and then you climb off, smoke a cigarette, go to sleep, and he watches ESPN.
Okay, I'm done. All right, that's it, yeah. And like you just said a little bit before, the other caller of receiving more, lately I've been enjoying receiving more because I get so frustrated with trying to orgasm. Like, oh, it didn't happen. Okay, you go on top. I'm done.
So you have a boyfriend, right?
No, actually, I'm married.
For a year,
and you're kind of working on this with him.
Yeah, we've tried different things, different positions, toys, and.
Are you on the birth control pill now?
Yes.
Is that making it worse or better?
I've been on it before I knew him, so I don't think.
Yeah, so that might be part of the problem. Sometimes different pills make you respond. Yeah, sometimes. And, just kind of
you
keep
said
working.
It's biological. 19, still time to get a bigger, stronger orgasm.
Yes, yeah,
at least you're having small ones, which is a
keep,
step.
Keep working on it, all right?
Okay, then I also have another little question. Just beginning of, just lately, I've not been as into having sex, like not as horny as I used to be, and I'm wondering if, like, is that anything if, you know, just your body goes up and down?
It goes up and down, and it's certainly affected by your emotional condition and your stresses in your life and medications, and your focus on orgasm so much is probably getting frustrating and kind of distracting. So kind of take the heat off that a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You know what's so crazy, Drew? You were just telling Carrie that, because for guys, no matter what stress, at least for me or most guys, no matter what stress we have in our life or what's going on, I still want to.
And if not that, you might be more.
Yeah. But what's
difference.
Crazy is in the past, and like my friends will tell me about it, like they get a little upset and their mind plays tricks on them when their girl was so horny for a few weeks. And then all of a sudden for 2 weeks, she's not. And they don't realize, and we don't realize that it's just because when they get stressed out and things go on, they just lose it for a minute. But they can get it right back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The guy's freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of them, including me. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, I don't think women realize how important it is for men to be desired.
Yes. Is that selfish or is that being men?
I think it's just, no, it's just how men are. But unfortunately, women, I mean, they spend a million hours reading all the crap in Cosmo about techniques that mean nothing to any guy. And all they need to do is show enthusiasm and excitement and desire the guy. And
hold
it's
on.
Just over.
Chris, throw me a pen.
Over the top.
No, I'm serious because I'm going to read this to somebody. Hold on. Give me the pen. Hold on.
You're
serious.
Right.
All
right,
hold on. All
forget. What? Stop the Cosmo. Stop reading the techniques.
Okay.
All women need to show.
Hold
is,
on. All women need to show. Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
Okay. Hold on. Number one, enthusiasm.
Desire. I desire you.
Desire the guy.
Yeah.
Right.
And excited.
And excited.
Right.
Yeah. No.
Are those not the three ingredients? And everything. And after she's done that, she can just sit back. Just lie still. Just stay right there.
Enthusiasm, show desire, and be excited. That's all.
That's it. That is
God.
It. Forget Cosmo. Trash it, burn it. But you have to be excited. You can't fake excitement, though. That's the thing.
Right.
And that's tough. That's a tall order.
And it's not the excitement actually during the sex. It is, but it's
the build
before
up.
It.
The build-up, yeah. Yes. You got, it's the desire part. That's the desire thing.
You know, I'm using these notes to write my first book, which is going to be called Cracked Out.
Cracked Up.
Penis down, crack up.
Ain't all it's cracked up to be.
All right. Beth, you're 24.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
I've been sexually active since I was like 14, probably. I have an active sex life, and I've never, ever had an orgasm during sex with a man, ever.
Okay.
Not oral sex, nothing. But I'm perfectly productive on my own. Just
great.
Not with someone.
And what's your question?
What's wrong? Why do you think that is? I can't figure it out for the life of me.
How do you do it by yourself?
Manually, I have toys, just whatever. I mean,
and do you have a boyfriend? Have you ever had a relationship?
Oh yeah, a serious relationship before. Loving.
And do you bring any of these things in?
Yeah.
With the
it just doesn't. I don't know if it's just like. I don't know what it is, because we've tried stuff that I do by myself, and it just doesn't work when they're there.
Do you think you've built up too much on yourself with the toys that a heartbeat is no good now?
Well, no, even when she brings the toys in, just the presence of a guy is too distracting.
That. I was watching what you were writing.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I don't know, Beth. That's a weird one.
Because, I've laid off, like, doing it myself, you know, thinking that. I'm like, oh, God, I'm hooked on my vibrator, you know.
How have your relationships been with guys?
Pretty decent. I mean, obviously, I'm not with them anymore, but, you know, they weren't all bad all the time. So
you're heterosexual?
I'm sorry, what?
You're heterosexual for sure?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. I don't know. It can mean a million different things. Sometings on this show follow certain patterns. We can tell real easily what's going on. Nothing jumps out at me with this problem as sort of here's what that pattern
is. The most weird thing is that you can't do it with the toys, with the guy.
Yeah, that's what's unusual about this. Plenty of people that can't have orgasms unless they use their special techniques and their magic box of tricks. But the presence of the guy is distracting or overwhelming or makes you feel defensive or anxious or whatever it is. It's something about intimacy that's troubling you, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's just frustrating. And I enjoy it. I mean, like you guys have been talking about, it's fantastic. It feels great. It just never, you know, gets to that peak.
What if the penis wasn't involved and you just pulled your toys out?
I think it's just, they're there.
Yeah, see, that suggests that there really is something wrong with the intimacy. And
maybe
you got to be careful with that. That's you might want to look into that.
Mike, 21. Let's get a couple in before we're done here. What's going on, Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Oh, yeah. So pretty much, if I have sex with a girl, like, as soon as that's happened, like, I won't have any interest in it after that.
Yeah.
You're 21.
There's a lot of reasons for that. One is just, you know, testosterone does that to males. And secondly, it's envy. Sometimes it's that, you know, if they're willing to soil themselves with you, they must not be worth it.
Mm.
Some of it is a conquest thing, and that's all that sex is about. So my biggest suggestion to you is look for a relationship. Don't look for a conquest. Look for a person, not an object. And maybe then you'll
slowly... It's so hard to do that, though.
I know. Did you like that at 21?
A little bit. I mean, I definitely had a time frame where... God, when you say conquer, that makes it sound so terrible, though.
It's more than conquer. It's worse than conquer. It's just using.
But it doesn't mean you're a bad person by any means.
No, but if he really is not a bad person, go ahead and stop doing that because it's going to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, last call. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a girlfriend, and we don't have sex as much as we used to, and I want to have more sex, and I don't know how to tell her that. And
how long have you been with her?
Huh?
How long have you been together?
A year and a half.
Year and a half. Stryker, you want to know a secret about lesbian relationships that nobody knows?
Yes.
And I don't know the data on this, but lesbians I've treated and who are friends of mine tell me that one of the, not dirty little secrets, but a common phenomenon, and it's sort of a unspoken secret in the lesbian community, is that most lesbian couples, at least they claim most, and I don't have anything to corroborate this, most lesbian couples stop having sex after 6 months. Interesting?
Wow.
They just stop. They're just not interested. They cuddle and they have intimacy and they have other things, but the sex part just kind of, there's nothing driving it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So, you should conduct a sociological study on that.
And so, Jenny, this may be just part. I understand in Jenny's case, she wants sex and wants to have it, but your girlfriend's sort of dropping off.
Maybe she falls into that.
Is sort of more in that category. I don't know that anybody's ever studied what that means.
Right.
But it may not be that she doesn't love you. It may mean nothing. And you may just have a different sex drive, and you got to kind of work together to find some way of compromising on that, as most heterosexual couples have to do.
Oh, my goodness gracious. If that happened with us, it was done after 6 months. We'd only be in six-month relationships, at least with a guy.
Gay males.
Gay males, that's right. They can share clothes. They can shop together. What a great lifestyle gay men have. All right, we got to take a break, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be back. Love Line after this. Hold on. All right, Love Line. Dr. Drew, thank you.
I've enlightened you.
Very much.
Remember
well
those
the
three
callers.
Things.
I will.
Three things.
I'm going to say them in a second. Thanks to all the callers that call in. You guys are awesome. You know, I'm just filling in for Adam, doing my best. It's very fun. You guys rule. Tomorrow night on Love Line, Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Anderson, Perez, thank you guys very much. You rule. And so for Dr. Drew, I am Stryker saying, ladies, give us enthusiasm, desire, and be excited. See you later.
That's it.
It was kind of itching on the outside of my vagina.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.